This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We're going to go down the rabbit hole of federal regulations for a minute here. Not the policy of this regulation or that, but how any given regulation gets done. The Department of Labor has a new rule it wants to get on the books that would change the way restaurants treat tips. It's called the tip pooling rule. It'd let workers at the back of the house, dishwashers and prep cooks, for instance, share the tips made by servers in the front. It would also give employers, bosses, the right to decide how to distribute those tips. Not uncontroversial. So right now, we are in what's known as the public comment period on that rule, when the public gets to weigh in. Controversial rules like this one could get hundreds of thousands of comments. The FCC's recent proposal to do away with net neutrality, millions of comments. Now, whether they actually make a difference, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one.
Tortilla Coast is a Tex-Mex restaurant not far from Capitol Hill. It's popular with congressional staffers and lobbyists who head there for happy hour. I stopped in recently during a shift change. Most of the workers I talked to didn't know about the tip pooling rule. So as far as commenting...
No, I didn't.
Honestly, not really, no.
No, ma'am.
I have not.
That last voice was Brian Johnson. He's a shift manager for Tortilla Coast.
I mean, the public comment period, I've never heard of it before today. And I like tend to think of myself as a fairly aware person politically.
Stephen Bella is a political science professor at George Washington University. He's been studying political participation and comment periods for 25 years. He says most people don't know about them.
For the garden variety regulation, I think there's essentially no public awareness that the regulation is being developed, let alone that there's the possibility for the public to get involved in that process.
Bala says most proposed regulations, and there are several thousand of them each year, are required to go through a notice and comment period, usually a month or two. Most of the time, a couple dozen responses come in, maybe a couple hundred. So what's up with those 200,000 plus comments on the tip pooling rule?
Oftentimes when you see large bodies of comments, it's because there's been group mobilization.
Usually by industry or advocacy groups, sometimes politicians and businesses. And they make it easy by letting people send a pre-written comment with a click or a text. So tens of thousands of comments on tip pooling, for instance, sound the same.
If adopted, this regulation would force a vulnerable workforce
further into poverty, economic instability,
and vulnerability to harassment and assault.
I urge the Department of Labor to withdraw this proposed rule.
Many commenters aren't in the restaurant industry at all. Take 79-year-old Shirley Elizabeth Barnes.
My last position was U.S. ambassador to Madagascar.
So what prompted her to weigh in on tip pooling? Her dad.
He was a waiter on the Seaboard Airlines Railroad. And for a long time, we existed as a family of five people on his work as a waiter and also very much on the tips that he made.
She submitted one of those boilerplate comments online, but says it reflects her feelings. Stephen Bala, the comment expert from GW, says just registering your opposition or support for a proposed rule may not make much of a difference.
It's not a vote-taking exercise. So the sheer number of comments in and of itself doesn't have any necessary connection to the agency's ultimate decisions.
He says agencies are looking for stories and arguments and evidence for why a rule should change. The USDA, for instance, revamped standards for labeling products organic after a flood of comments. But millions of comments opposing the recent FCC rule to end net neutrality didn't change a thing. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.